ID, and we're coming right back.
WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. And we do that at the top of every hour. And we're glad you're joining us. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And I am Pastor Marcia McAllister here. And with me are two of our radio team members, Nan and Cindy. Cindy from Indiana, sitting up there in Indiana on the phone. And Nan right here in the studio. And I'm in the control room. And we're all here. And we're done with our technical problems we had earlier. And that's a blessing, right, Nan?
That's a blessing. Right before you did station identification, I was sitting here thinking, you went through all the website addresses of all the things, of all the ministry of Beacon. I'm like, I can remember when you just gave out the website.
Right, and that was it.
The church, that was it.
But now.
It's expansion.
Oh, my gosh, expansion.
It went on and on. It's how cool. God is cool, you know?
And, you know, I want to take this moment to just thank our brothers and sisters here at Beacon of Hope and different places that have contributed to all the radio equipment that I took with me in February to Puebla to start the new radio station there. And how it's a long story how I got through customs and how we paid much less on tax than what we should have. We found favor. Everything just worked out. I lost my notebook with all my information in, and that was returned to me. And we just had miracle after miracle. And God blessed those 2 weeks in Puebla. And I preached there in Spanish. I was a little concerned about my Spanish, but back, you know, in the fall, I started memorizing the Spanish scripture again and reading out of my Spanish Bible that Mark and Candy, my kids, gave me for Christmas. And I began to really prepare, you know, and trust God that it would all come back fluently. Having grown up in Guatemala as a missionary's kid and having done mission work in Honduras, it's not that I don't speak Spanish from time to time. I do. As a realtor, I have Spanish clients, but it's different when, you know, the lingo of the Bible, you know, and the words that pertain there. But honestly, Cindy and Dan, you guys would have been so blessed just to see what God did and just get through that sermon fine, and just how that whole time the Spanish just got better and better every moment, every day. You know, these are the blessings. When we step out in faith, what I'm trying to say, Cindy, comment on this. When we step out in faith, God meets us right where we are, doesn't he?
You just go with what he asked you to do blindly in faith. You don't really know what the outcome's going to be, but I guarantee it's going to be better than what you're doing right now.
Absolutely.
So there's going to be a blessing at the end of it if you do what he says.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Well, I just got a text from my daughter that I have to share, and she goes, LOL, Nan has your teaching down on the inside of her. Cindy does too, from all those years at Cornerstone, right? And you know, along with that, Lori, so do you. Okay, then. Well said. This song is Mercy by Casting Crowns. Here we go. Great song. Listen to it. We need mercy. We need mercy.
Straight.
Praise God. Your mercy saved me. Nan's got a poem. Go for it, Nan.
I will move mightily in your life. Come to me with a sincere heart. Today is the day for your healing to begin. It is a beautiful day, a brand new start. Mm. I love you with an everlasting love. I will forgive you and make you free. I will help you as you travel on in life. I am with you, for you're so beautiful. You look so beautiful to me. So walk on with your head lifted high. You are forgiven, so walk on. I will sustain you in all that you face. Through it all, you will be strong.
Ooh.
Become strong.
Okay, Cindy, you can comment on that poem. These poems that God gives through Nan are just a blessing, aren't they, Cindy?
They are. I just got out that one. Walk on.
Walk on.
Like a soldier.
Yes.
Like to say, march on.
Yes.
Yes, just hold your head up high and march on and walk on through it. Yeah, just leave that all behind you.
Right.
You know, it's a brand new day.
It's hard for some people to do that, isn't it? Go ahead.
I say it's really hard to understand it because for me, you know, yeah, it's easy to say now, but, you know, back there when I was there, where probably, you know, many others are today, it's hard to really believe that you can be that free.
Right.
You just can't conceive it.
Right.
You know, some people are so mired up and, you know, with all that muck that they just can't, they've never seen that happiness before.
Or they've,
you know, been unhappy for so long that they don't believe they'll ever be happy again.
Yes. Well,
it's an act of faith, really. I mean,
it is. Yes.
Just say, what have I got to lose, basically?
Right.
Let me do it. Surrender and give this a try. Just ask Jesus.
Amen.
To make it better.
When you were talking about that, and you're talking about freedom, and I think it's very interesting because as we were naming this new radio station in Puebla, Pedro and Enrique that I'm working with there, they just kept coming up with the word libre, which is free. And so the name of the new station is Radio Libre Punto Soy, which is saying radio free I am. And, you know, God wants us all to say free I am. I am free. It just, when you were talking, Cindy, it reminded me of Galatians 5:1, and it's one of my favorite verses. And it says this, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Comment on that, Cindy, if you will, about going back to doing the same thing over again. You know, there's this, nothing changes if nothing changes, right? That comes from a 12-step program, but it's so true. Nothing changes if nothing changes, you know, or the definition of insanity, doing the same thing.
Yeah, that's the one that came to mind.
Doing the same thing
repeating
over and over again.
Yeah.
But expecting
but
different results, you know.
But we do because we don't know better.
Right.
I mean, really, that's all we know to do is repeat our behavior until someone shows us how to do it differently.
Amen.
And in order to do that, we have to receive it. We have to believe it. We have to say, yes, I will give this a try.
Right.
It's a choice.
It is a choice.
You can choose to stay there in that place, or you can choose to say, okay, God, I'm going to surrender and give this a chance.
Amen. And you're right. It's a choice. It's an act of faith. We're going to look at Ephesians chapter 1, a few verses, starting with verse 3. How blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of our Master Jesus Christ. We're talking about God the Father, okay? And he takes us to the high places of blessing in him. Dear listeners, you have no idea how blessed you're about to be if you truly do, as Cindy just said, surrender to God. Say, God, I can't handle this, whatever this is in your life. It could be addiction. It could be just panic. It could be anxieties. It could be all kinds of things. God, I can't change myself, but you can change me. And I love this verse of Ephesians 1:3. How blessed he's the Father of our Master Jesus Christ, and takes us to the high places a blessing in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundations, he had us in mind, had settled on us as the focus of his love, to be made whole and holy by his love. You know, we're talking today about freedom. Freedom is becoming whole, okay? It means that instead of walking around like you're all strung out, you're all beat up, you're all tossed from one place to another, God wants us to be free and he wants us to be whole. Nan, I want you to comment on that before I get back to Cindy, because I love that Paul, who wrote Ephesians, says this is what God has in mind for us. Wholeness, freedom. He has all of this in store for us. This is what he wants for us.
Oftentimes we live below what's available to
us. Oh, amen.
You know, in fact, there's a chapter in my book about that.
Amen.
About faith, you know, but that we live below where we can live. And there can be different reasons why. Maybe we feel unworthy. Maybe we haven't been taught that. Maybe we don't yet see that. Sometimes people may be living below the level of where they can live because they don't know any different, which is why it's good to get into a Bible-believing church and you can learn those types of things.
Exactly.
Crack the book open yourself and start finding those things.
Well, and shows like this, you know, and we have tons of them on our website, like we mentioned earlier. They're there for you to learn this stuff. Cindy, talk to us and address what Nan was saying.
Well, you know, and it's in God's promises, too.
Right.
He promises us a better life. He promises these blessings to us.
Amen.
So we don't have to live below where he wants us to be. Yes, there is a big difference in receiving God's blessings on a daily basis and in him enhancing your life, because he cares about every area. He takes care of your job, your home, your relationships, your children. I mean, my blessings go on and on and on. There's not a area of my life that he doesn't recognize.
Right.
That I need him to bless me there. And he does. But it's getting a hold of the knowledge, like Nan said, get in church, get in the word, listen to the shows, get the knowledge and understand that this is true and it is real. You can have a better life if you know that you can, and you know the scriptures and the promises and where to find them.
Oh, amen.
And you have to stand on it.
You got to stand on it. You do. We're gonna look at verse 3 again of Ephesians 1, and this time in the New International Version. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. It's already a done deal, guys. It's not something you have to beg God for. It's there for you. If you know him as your personal Lord and Savior, if you know Jesus, this is a benefit. Like David was talking about the benefits in Psalm 103, forget not all his benefits, his bennies. You know, here's a Benny right here. He has already blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will. And we are to be to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given to us. So this was his plan, Nan. All right. It was his plan.
Another poem.
Yeah, sounds like a poem. Yeah, it was his plan to set everything in motion for freedom. Galatians 5:1. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Okay? He wants us to live libre, in Spanish, free. He wants us to be soy libre. I am free. He wants us to be able to say, I am free from my past. I am free from everything that the devil tries to put on me. I am free from my past mistakes. I am free from the junk that happens to me on a daily basis. I am free because I choose to walk in the blessings of God. Whoa, Nan, talk about that, and then we'll go to Cindy. Ah. Amen.
You go, girl.
There you go.
You go, Pastor. No disrespect meant.
I know.
It is cool when you can walk in that freedom.
Amen.
The freedom apart from things that's been done to you or things that have been done to you in the past, or things that you have done in the past. I mean, just to be able to walk in that freedom is so cool. I've said that before. It's so cool to be able to walk in that freedom. And there's so many people around who don't know it. They don't get it. There's people sitting in churches, they don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're not taught it, or maybe they don't understand it, or maybe they don't care about understanding it, whatever, because there are people like that. But, you know, to be able to walk in the freedom, and in our walk with that freedom, we can share that with other people.
Oh,
as we
amen.
Travel. You know, we're little witnesses out there for Christ.
We can say, hey, I used to battle that like you're going through right now, but I found out that there's freedom for me in Jesus.
Exactly.
And Cindy, talk to us. Oh, good stuff.
I'm just sitting here thinking about what Nan said about how you could share that with other people. And, you know, you really don't even have to talk about it. When you're walking in that freedom, they can see there's something different about you.
That's good.
There's a smile on your face every day. You're happy. There's joy in what you're doing.
Right.
You're nice to people. I mean, it just seems like it takes a lot more to break you.
That's right.
Than the average person.
Sure.
Because you're able to endure and be stronger in what you're doing. And
right.
Walk around with your head high. And, you know, I just think it's definitely a noticeable difference. It has to be.
Right.
In your environment to where people will take a look and say, what's going on here?
Absolutely. And that's what we should be as Christians, even though we are not perfect. What's that bumper sticker I've seen a lot? I am not perfect, but forgiven, or what is it? There's another phrase there. But, you know, that's exactly right. We are forgiven, okay? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is why Jesus went to the cross. He went to the cross to pay the debt that we could not pay. We used to sing that song. Remember it?
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Very touching.
Yeah. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. I can't be singing that right now because I sang so much at nursing home, I just about blew my throat out, didn't I, Nan?
Oh, you did.
I did, I'll tell you. I don't know why, but today I did. But he paid a debt he could not pay. He did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
I'm thankful for that.
Amen and amen. Talk to us, Cindy. What a blessing.
I'm speechless.
Oh, amen. But you know what? Because
I just feel so much peace.
Yes.
You know, you're so strong on the show today. And,
yeah.
You know, we got the good message out on, you know, this is a good message today. And I just hope everyone who listens will receive it. And I pray that for everyone to know this peace. And it's so comfortable, you know, just to be able to go through each day and know that God's got every situation under control.
Right.
And I'm not trying to say that it's peaceful all the time. The devil still wants to throw fiery darts every now and then and shake things up. And
he does.
And test your faith.
Yeah.
But at the same time, these are trials that God allows us to go through.
Amen.
To remind us, hey, I'm still here.
Amen.
Call upon me in these hard times and see that I'm still here, you know, that nothing's changed. You know, the tests and the trials are still there.
Yeah.
But when you know he's taking care of everything, there's just no peace like it.
No.
Knowing that he's, you know, whatever the devil throws at you, that it's already been, the battle's already won.
It's already won.
Already there. You just have to remind him who you are.
Amen. You know what? Let's talk about who we are. Because this next song is one of my favorite songs, Hello, My Name Is, by Matthew West. And starts at, Hello, My Name Is Regret. And this song is so amazing. It's for my daughter, Lori, and it's for so many of you out there. It's for all of us, actually. Whoa.
is regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is Defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief. Oh, these are the voices. Oh, these are the lies. And I have believed them for the very last time. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. I've been saved, I've been changed, I have been set free. Amazing grace is the song I sing. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King.
I love this song. Woo! I'm no longer defined by the wreckage behind. Oh, I love that. I'm no longer defined by the wreckage behind. There's so many of us that have that. But instead, hello, my name is Child of the One True King. I've been saved. I've been changed. Mm-hmm. I have been set free. Woo! Nan, what do you got there? Another poem.
I have a very, very powerful poem. It's a powerful, powerful poem. And it's for a lot of people. But Lori, it's especially for you. God's going to have to help me get through this one through the tears here. I see how you feel about yourself. However, remember that you're forgiven. You have my son, Jesus Christ, in your life, and you're definitely going to heaven. So don't listen to the voices in your head. You are free, baby. You have been set free. You can walk in your life head held high. You are anointed for a special ministry. I will bless so many through your words as you share all that you've been through. I love you with an everlasting love. I am with you and will travel with you.
Whoa.
And that can fit to a lot of people. You know, we were talking earlier about being little ministers for Christ.
Little ministers.
Little ministers, sorry. But like I just see these little people, little pond people.
Little tiny ministers.
Little ministers.
We're little people.
Mighty ministers.
We're little people.
We're little people. You know, and we can move forward in ministry. And if we're Christian.
Yeah.
We have ministry.
That's right.
I'm not a pastor. I'm not a preacher. I'm not an evangelist.
But you have ministry.
But I have ministry.
Right.
And that is the way it is with everybody who's a Christian.
Right.
They have some form of ministry
yes.
that they can do for the Lord. And if they don't know what it is, they can ask him and he'll lead them.
Exactly.
It might be children's church. It might be carrying something to the little old lady down the street who needs a helping hand.
Right.
Who needs a meal. Painting her house, maybe.
Right.
Whatever. These are all things of ministry.
Yeah.
And we all are ministers if we will step up to the plate and assume the position where we should be.
You know, I was thinking about that today, looking at the crowded nursing home room where we were having the service and the people in the hall and the nurses and all that, and just realizing that that ministry to those dear ones that we've been doing 5.5 years is just as important as a minister who stands in front of millions of people. It is just as important to reach out to these dear ones. And this one lady, her first name is Hetty, and what a blessing. She's been coming to services for years. Mm. She's had another stroke. And today, that one left arm was hanging down by her wheelchair. And she managed, when at one point, I think we were singing How Great Is Our God, to get her hand up and try to raise it up to God in adoration. And what an effort she made. And some of us that are able-bodied don't even want to raise our hands right. and worship God and thank him for all his blessings. Woo, Cindy, talk to us about that. I love that song, My Name Is. Oh, wow. I've been changed. I've been set free. I got to read that again real quick, Cindy, while you're thinking about what you're going to say. I'm no longer defined by the wreckage behind. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. I've been saved. I've been changed. I've been set free. Wow.
And we were talking about different ways we minister. I think I saw a phrase one time that said, our mess is our ministry.
Our what?
You know, like, Lord, our mess.
Our mess.
Our
mess.
M-E-S-S.
M-E-S-S.
Our mess.
Our mess is our ministry. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
what Lori and I have both been through.
Yes.
With all of the issues that we've dealt with.
Right.
You know, coming along this path, and yet we have a ministry.
Amen.
God has ordained us both to use this experience.
Yes.
And these things that we've known and dealt with in our own personal lives
right.
to show others, to let others know that you can come through that and come out on the other side and be glorious and blessed and beautiful.
Amen.
And all that mess behind you is what you can show someone else going through that same stuff. They can do it too.
Oh, amen, Cindy. And yes, you and Lori do have a lot in common. But I love that line one more time from Matthew West. I'm no longer defined by the wreckage behind. Okay? That's where it is, and that's where it needs to stay. It's behind. It's in the past. And again, Psalm 103, he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who love him and serve him. And, you know, his mercy, the last verse of Psalm 23, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I've been living in Psalm 23 for about a year now. Nan, you know that from the teaching on Wednesday nights that I do. Psalm 23 just keeps coming up. It came up in my sermon in Mexico. I'll figure out what country it was here in a minute. But it's in the last week, the verse that I've been living in is surely goodness and mercy are going to follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Whoa. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Talk to me, Nan.
I was thinking about that at the nursing home today.
Were you?
When Pastor Jim said to all the people, he said, when I get to heaven, I said, I'm going to dance with all each one
right,
of you.
That's right, because he had a vision of that, a dream. He had a dream.
Yeah, he had a dream, and he's
was dancing. He was physically dancing with all these dear little people.
You know, and what's so cool
he did,
about
Cindy.
That?
He had a dream that he was there dancing with all of them.
Oh, great.
And,
oh,
you know,
wow.
So many of them are they're in wheelchairs. They all come down in wheelchairs.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
And you know, you can see that they would be excited to be able to be up and dance with
yeah.
Pastor Jim. You
yeah.
know, and I was thinking about that. I was saying when he said that, and I thought, I was like, oh, I almost became overwhelmed. It's like, what is it going to be like?
Yes.
Forever.
Yes.
How cool.
Oh.
I mean, how cool.
Oh. Absolutely. We sang Amazing Grace today at Nursing Home. We try to do songs that they've learned and sung for years because they're a little older than most of us. And one of them was Amazing Grace. And we got to that last verse. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, there's no less days to sing his praise than when we first begun.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Cindy, my mind cannot fathom that. And I don't know about you, but the thought of when we've been there 10,000 years, we still are there forever, you know, forever.
I don't know what it is lately. I've been thinking more and more about heaven. And I don't know why. Maybe the media, you know, a lot of the heaven is real and the miracle movies. And
yeah,
things,
there's been a lot of that.
I think God is showing the earth his power. And some of the things he's doing in people's lives,
right.
And miracles he's performing. And I just, when I drive to work every day, I'm in such a beautiful, peaceful area of nature. And I see, you know, the deer and the birds and the trees. And, you know, every day I just think how beautiful heaven must be compared to here. I mean, we have beauty here on earth that I'm seeing, you know, and I'm thinking how much more magnificent it's going to be. When we get to heaven, it's just so hard to imagine.
Amen.
I mean, you know, you can feel a piece of that here with God's nature and his creation, but I'm sure nothing compared to what it's going to be like.
It is. It's just going to be amazing. It really is. What a joy to serve the Lord. We've just come through Easter Resurrection Day last Sunday here. And, you know, we emphasize the risen Lord, but we also need to remember that Jesus willingly went to the cross for every single one of us. He willingly gave up his earthly body to death. He willingly said, "It is finished." He willingly took 468 lashes. You know, I mean, just his body was totally torn up by the bone and the jagged metal and everything on the end of those straps that the person that was beating him, and his body was just a mass of blood. It says in Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness for sin. There is such power in what Jesus did on the cross. He died precisely at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, not Friday, Wednesday, at the same time that they were in the temple, they were getting ready to sacrifice the Passover lamb at that very hour, which was the ninth hour of the day because their day started at 6 a.m. So right at 3 p.m., Jesus willingly gave up his life and allowed himself to take on all the sins and sicknesses of all of us. He did it willingly. And at that very moment, there had been 3 hours from 12 to 3 of solid darkness because of this preparation for Jesus to take all of that on him. And then at that very moment in the temple, 60 feet tall was this veil that was torn from the top to the bottom, not the bottom to the top. God had to tear it from the top down to the bottom, 60 feet high, like 5 stories high. This dividing wall of curtain, this heavy curtain between the holy place and the Holy of Holies, that place where the priest would go once a year to make atonement for his own sin and for the sins of the people, that curtain, it tore apart because Jesus was saying in his death that at the moment that he gave up his physical body to death, he was opening the door directly into the presence of Almighty God. That's why we don't have to go through a mediator, Nan, Cindy. We don't have to confess our sins to a person. Jesus said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jesus said, come unto me, all of you that are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest. How do you get rest? You confess your sins. You ask God to forgive you. You know, in the Our Father, the prayer that Jesus taught the disciples to pray, there's a line in there that says, forgive us our sins, our trespasses, as we forgive others. Okay? Forgive us our debts as we let go of those debts for others. Forgiveness, when it comes to relating to people in our lives that have wronged us, forgiveness does not mean we agree with what they did. Forgiveness means we are no longer trying to get them to make up for that debt. They don't owe us anything. We let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Dear one out there, wherever you are, you need to let go of your past. You need to let go of all those things that have drug you down. You need to let go of all the bitterness and resentment and the hurt that you've had towards people in your lives. A lot of times it's towards your parents or grandparents. You got to let it go and ask God to forgive you for those feelings and then release forgiveness, as Jesus said in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive others their debts. Forgive us our trespasses. Cindy, talk to me about this before we get to this next song.
And the best thing about doing that is that you can do it right where you're at, right now. You
Amen.
Don't have to go to church. You don't have to have a mediator, like you said. You know, you just, it's so simple just to ask him right now where you're at, to take care of it. And it's, forgiveness is an act.
Yes.
It's saying, I choose to forgive that person.
Amen.
That has hurt me.
Amen.
So that I can get that baggage off of my back.
That's right.
You're the one who will be blessed in the forgiveness.
Amen.
It will change you.
It changes us, doesn't it, Cindy? And that's yeah. why Jesus put it in the Lord's Prayer. He always talked about forgiveness and how it sets us free. We want to be free? Forgive. Nan talked to us about this. We want to be free. We got to let go. And some of us have hurts from past marriages and disappointments and resentments and all that stuff, bitterness. We got to let it go. Just like this Elsa sings in Frozen, right?
I guess. I don't have a small child.
Okay.
There is power in forgiveness.
Yes.
There's power in forgiveness.
Yes.
You know, sometimes, you know, people may be saying, but you don't know what I've been through. Well, you know, you're right. I don't, because I don't know you. But
right.
God knows you.
God knows you.
God knows you. And that's what's most important here. God knows you. And, you know, it may be that you need to forgive yourself.
Right.
It may
yes.
not be others. Maybe it's yourself you
Amen.
Need to forgive.
Amen. That is
you
so
know,
true.
And you can do it. I mean,
Amen.
we're like little cheerleaders today. Rah, rah, you can do it.
We are like
forgive.
Little cheerleaders
yes,
today.
You can forgive.
We're little.
You
little,
know, if you feel like you can't,
little people.
If you feel like you can't, just ask God to help you. But learn to forgive, and you know when
yes.
you can walk in. We've talked about walking in freedom,
right?
But when you can walk in forgiveness,
right?
That is a special place to be.
Oh, amen, amen. So we're gonna do this song, and of course, I already had these songs ready, but boy, do they fit in today's show. Forgiven by Sanctus Real. Listen, great group, Forgiven.
Knocks me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done, and that devil just won't let me forget. In this life, I know. Struggle with my pain, wrestle with my pride,
Sometimes I feel alone.
Amen. You're forgiven, dear one. Ask God to forgive you if there are things in your life that you're carrying around, some baggage that's weighing you down. Let me tell you, when I went to Mexico, I had two huge suitcases, one of them full of radio equipment, and then a carry-on. I mean, I was totally inundated with baggage, and that didn't feel good for me physically. And I can tell you, emotionally and spiritually, when we are carrying around a lot of baggage, talk to me, Cindy, about this, because I think so many people carry things they don't need to be carrying anymore.
Well, it's really not good for you. It causes physical problems, panic,
right,
anxiety, stomach trouble, probably cancer.
Yeah, bitterness is linked to cancer.
Migraine.
Yep. Right.
I mean, the list goes on and on.
I mean,
physically, this stuff will kill you. And if you hang on to it, depression, mental illnesses develop from the depression,
right,
medications. It just becomes a cycle of abusing yourself, really.
Yes, absolutely it is. Yes.
When you hang on to all this garbage,
yep,
just lay it down at the feet of
yes,
Jesus,
yes,
at the cross, and trust that he will wipe it clean. Yeah, I can't express enough the freedom when you don't carry that baggage around anymore, of that pity and that worry, and, there's just so much of it.
It really is. And, it's so important that we learn to let it go, and not live in the past, like you're saying right there, Cindy. I am feeling led right now, and I'm going to fix it right here on the CD player. We are going to go back to the song "Hello, My Name Is," and I believe there's some people out there that really need to hear this and need to know the importance of letting go of that regret, like you're talking about, Cindy, right now. We're going to go back and we are going to do that song one more time, because I believe God has a need for some people to hear that.
Whoa,
one.
Whoa,
listen carefully.
My name is regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief. Oh, these are the voices. Oh, these are the lies. And I have believed them for the very last time. Hello, my name is child of the one true king.
proven it's true.
Love that song. That was God that said, play it again. You know, there are some of you out there right now that need to realize that your name is child of the one true King, the living God. That's your name. Your name is not regret. Your name is not shame. Your name is not defined. You are not defined from your past or by your past. It is time to let all of that go. Cindy and Nan, I'm going to come to both of you for comments about all of this. And I do believe this is a life-changing show today. And that's probably why we had some of the technical issues we had at first. Yeah, there was a button that needed to be changed and whatever. But still, it you know, the devil didn't want us to get going with all this. And we got done, I believe, on this show, girls, what God wanted done here. And your name is Child of the One True King. You are not defined by the wreckage behind. Talk to me, Cindy.
There's a line in that song, just one time he says, take a look at my life.
And, yes.
You know, that I can relate to that so much. Take a look at my life. Look at me now, I want to say to the devil.
Yeah.
Look at me now.
Right.
How I am walking in God's promises and being blessed, when at one time you told me I would be nothing.
Right.
And I was nothing.
But you know, the devil was wrong. The devil was wrong about that, Cindy.
Wrong. You're wearing a crown. I'm a queen in God's kingdom.
Amen and amen.
That feels so good.
Amen. Nan, talk to us about this, because this is life changing when we realize that we can walk in forgiveness. We can walk free from shame and our past, and free from our mistakes, and we're not defined by the wreckage behind.
You know, sometimes it's a process.
Oh, it is.
It's
yes.
a process. And I don't want people to think, you know, that I mean, it's just a process, and you grow in that process, you know.
Right.
And it's like, okay, say I forgive whoever for whatever, you know, and it's sometimes just a process. It sometimes just
takes
does not
time.
Happen overnight. But
no,
it is a process.
Absolutely.
And I want to encourage people to go with it.
Yeah.
Go with
yeah.
the process, baby. Go with the process.
Right.
You know, keep on.
Diligently, day by day, you know?
Right, exactly. But when you go on, you know, and you're able to do that, and once you reach that point of freedom, like we've talked about, it is awesome.
It is.
It's awesome.
And you're going to start realizing how important peace is to you. Peace versus chaos. The devil always brings chaos. He brings all kinds of trouble and turmoil, and this is happening and that's happening. And the devil uses people in our lives around us to bring the chaos. You know, people that will just keep everything stirred up, you know, upset, you know, phones ringing, problems with this, problems with that, blah, 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 blah. But when we learn the importance of walking in peace, when Jesus, on the night of after he rose from the dead, that night he walked through the wall into where the disciples were meeting, and they were all afraid and huddled together, not sure what to make of all this. And the first thing he said to them was, peace, my peace I give to you. Talk to us, Cindy. Peace is what he has for us and our listeners.
That's it. It's there for the asking.
Amen.
He will give you that peace. I just want to say there's nothing like it. The turmoil and the chaos, out of your life. It's just, I don't know, it's heavenly to live in that kind of mental state.
Right.
Because it doesn't matter where you are, work, home, out in the world, in the family, you can still have that peace when all that chaos is going on around
you. Oh, yeah, you can. Yes. Yes, and I think...
You can just look at it and say, you know, I can handle this. I feel God's peace in this no matter how bad it gets. I've been having to go through that a lot lately at work and just say, hey, you know, I'm here to show up and do the best I can do.
That's right.
Have God's peace while doing it and let everything else going on around me not affect that.
Exactly.
That peace that I have.
And there's sometimes we need to, you know, distance ourselves from certain people in our lives that tend to come in and bring the chaos and the confusion and bring us back into old habit patterns. Wouldn't you say, Cindy?
You can choose that, yeah. I've moved miles away from everybody.
Yeah, you have.
I can relate. But no, if you don't deal with that stuff daily, if you choose not to partake in it,
right,
distance yourself from the people who bring that negativity into your life especially. And, you know, make new friends. Get into a fellowship and a Bible study or
right.
a ladies group or just something to experience a new environment, a new fresh group of people to bring you positivity and
that's right.
help you with it.
Absolutely. Because
you gotta do something new.
Absolutely. And branch out, meet new people, study the Word, you know, get in the Word, start, if this is new for you to be in the Word of God, start with the book of John in the New Testament. It's 21 chapters. It will absolutely bless you so much. Read the book of John, and it's in this book where Jesus uses the I am from Exodus 3, where Moses says, well, who are you? And he says, I am, or I am who I am. In other words, and in the book of John, Jesus, the Son of God, amplifies on that concept and comes back with, I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. All of those seven I ams, I am the vine. I think I got them all in there. But all of the I ams, that's who he is. And that's what we need to learn, who he is for each of us individually and what he wants to do in our lives. Nan, you have some final thoughts here, and then we'll go to Cindy.
Yes, my final thought is a poem. It's called You Can Make It, Child. I encourage you to travel on. I am with you. I'll make you strong. You will see wonderful things in life. I will help you with all of your strife. Forgive those who have hurt you. I am with you. This you can do. Forgive yourself. You can do this.
Amen.
Of my blessings, you need not miss. So the decision is totally up to you. With this information, what will you do?
Oh,
that's my
good.
Closing comments.
I'm going to have you read that again here in just 1 second as soon as you quit. Coughing there. Glad to get a drink. Cindy, talk to us. Do you have some final comments that really sum up today?
It's been overwhelming. I think, like you said, it has had a great impact on a lot of people, that we've reached a lot of people and where they heard what they needed to hear today and trusted us to assure you that God is truthful and his promises are real.
Amen.
And what you experienced here today is real, and hang on to it.
Amen.
Go back and listen to some of our podcasts,
yes,
radio shows from other Sundays to
yes.
help keep you uplifted.
Amen.
And it's just overwhelming what God can do.
Amen.
If you allow him to.
Yes.
Choose it.
Amen. And, you know, you're a testimony to that. Nan is and I am, you know, that we don't have to be defined by the wreckage behind. And we can move forward. I think that's a good title for this show. I'm not defined by the wreckage behind. I love
like that
line.
I like that.
And we just want you to know that God has forgiveness for you. No matter what is going on in your life or has happened, the shame of your past, all of it, God wants to take care of that. He wants to set you free. Cindy, thank you so much for being on the air with us. As always, you're a wonderful, valued radio team member. We love you. God
thank
bless you.
You.
And we're excited that your son got the job he wanted, another answer to prayer. You've had answer to prayer after answer to prayer.
I am so excited are Michael and Lori.
Yes.
Listen to the radio today.
Yes.
You know, you and I have gone through this with our kids for so long.
We have.
To hear you're getting a blessing with
yes.
your children. I know I'm getting blessings with mine.
Oh, amen.
Like I said, the blessings are phenomenal. My son was a drug addict, lost everything, his family, his job, just his peace of mind, everything, just in the pit. Like we, my life is in the pit. We read it in Scripture.
Right.
And he has been restored, a beautiful home.
Praise
a
God.
Job that only God could have given
Woo!
Him with the door, the way it opened. His family restored. You know, it's awesome to me because
Amen.
These are the prayers that I've sent, that
Amen.
I've asked my friend to pray with me about. And God is blessing us now through our children.
Oh,
so, yes,
Amen.
It's awesome.
Praise God. Thanks for sharing that, Cindy. Thank you for being on. We'll see you soon on the air. Nan, a final comment quickly. We got to get out of here.
Just
go ahead.
No, just move forward in forgiveness.
Move forward in forgiveness. All right. It's always a blessing to be with you every week. Remember, you can send your prayer requests directly to us by email, prayers@bohmglobal.com. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. prayers@bohmglobal.com. Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, Betty up in Indiana, or Shell here in our ministry here will pick up your request and send out a prayer for you, send out scripture. And we want you to use that prayer line. Like Cindy said, it works. Prayer works. prayers@bohmglobal.com. Check out our website, bohmglobal.com, www.bohmglobal.com. You can listen to this show again this Saturday, 10 a.m., StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And remember, dear ones, it's not far to Jesus. Run to Him. He loves you so very much. This has been Pastor Marcia, Nan, and Cindy bringing the Word of God to you today from Beacon of Hope. God bless you. Have a great week. See you next week on this station, same time, 3 o'clock Eastern. God bless you. His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and He will lead you safely to His side.